Hi, I'm Sean Garrity. I'm one of the judges for the Mixed 10K competition. And we have two of our winners here and two of our other judges. Uli, who's one of the judges. Alan, who is the community winner. And Jimmy, who is the overall winner for the competition. And Jeff, who's also one of the other judges. And we're just here today to chat about the Mixed 10K competition. And first, I'd like to say congratulations. And how'd you hear about the competition?
Well, I entered in this competition last year, so I guess you're asking how I heard about it last year then.
Yeah.
Well, I've always had a hobby of making games on the side, and I finally figured out this contest, so I just found it on the internet looking for something to do with my games, give them a purpose.
And I don't remember how this happened. I guess I heard it on Twitter or in someone's blog and went to the site and that's it. But I don't remember where that was.
So what were some of the considerations that you took into account when you guys were making your application? So things like how did you account for getting the size down, things like that?
Okay, yeah. Well, mine was in HTML5, so there already were tools out there. Well, the majority of it was JavaScript, so there's JavaScript minimizers. So I just put it in one of those and it shrunk it down. But for the images, I did two things. One, I just used a GIF file, like GIF, and it's about four colors, and it gets really small. And then the other graphics were all vector graphics.
When I decided to do this, I put all my knowledge about best practices in programming aside, made one class, programmed it to when I was finished with the code, it was like 30 kilobytes, and then I went down and made everything ABC, all the variables, made everything one line, all the code, removed all the white space. And when I was down to 10, I had some space to go below, but I stopped right there.
So not everyday coding practices,
yes.
From what I understand. Very cool. Jimmy, do you primarily work with HTML5, or how did you choose technology to work in?
Well, I've done a bunch of Silverlight, and I wanted to learn HTML5, and this is how I learn technologies. I just do it as a hobby, and so I chose HTML for that. And this is my first HTML project.
And how about yourself?
I just before that, I did a couple of Silverlight games just to familiarize myself, mostly with Blend. I wanted to do some graphical stuff with it, and it was just a natural decision at that time. To use Silverlight.
Mm-hmm. I'd actually like to ask really about, so when you were judging and you were talking about not using everyday coding practices, I know last year you did it also in your last year's winner. Can you also talk about when you were judging what you were looking at and your experience also with the 10K?
Well, we had the criteria, but the first impression always is the most important. So you just look at an app and you have an impression. And even if you have very good criteria afterwards, you kind of forget your first impression. And my first impression I had from Alan's application was just very, very Silverlight, very Silverlight-ish. So it's this 3D effect. It's beautiful to look at. So he had a good start when I started judging. And in the case of the frogs, just you look at it and you throw a frog in the water and you smile. So extra points for make you smile. It's not the criteria if I smile or not, but you already you have a good impression, a good first impression. But they're not really the criteria I really used then to make a first list. to get from the 80 something entries down to 20-30 entries. And there really I looked at, well, how much functionality they managed to put into the 10K of code. And as last year I participated, so I had a rough idea what is difficult and what's not so difficult to pack into it. And this year there were quite a few applications. I have no idea how they managed to do it, really. It's so much functionality. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time, and I guess neither you, to look into the source code, so to see how they've done it, actually, because it's just too much source code to go through. But you get a pretty good idea. I mean, you just look at the application, look how far it goes, and charge it, and I rate it. I give a rating, 2 points, 5 points, 7 points, so on. And the same with the other criteria. So design isn't the criteria officially. Yes. But of course, if somebody managed to create a good design inside the code, just with SAML, for example, then well done. So extra points for him.
Excellent. Jeff, what about you?
I think for me, the first thing I think you have to say is that this year the caliber of the entries really went up over what we were seeing last year, so it was actually really difficult and time-consuming for me to go through and do the judging on it. And if you're looking at it from a technology agnostic standpoint, then I'm looking at it going, which one is pretty, like the Lightstream application, or maybe there's a technical one like Kernel Panic, and then some of them you look at like the chat client, and you just look at it and go, wow, there's a whole chat client that's in under 10K of code. And then, when it comes down to one like Froglog, there's also kind of the fun factor. You know, is it pretty to look at? Is it fun to play around with? And I think those were really kind of the criteria that bubbled up the selections that I made as I was going through.
I know that when I was going through the applications and looking at them, also the Froglog one actually played with my 7-year-old daughter, and she ended up playing all the way through, and she wanted to play again. So there's a certain amount of playability, which actually was one of the factors that I liked about it, and then the reuse and everything else that you did in it to make the game very playable and actually give a lot of levels to it with variety. That was one of the things I liked about that. And then also on the Perspective 3D, I said, oh, it's cool. So I started playing with it, and I was like, well, how do I get to that? And then there is also a certain amount of discoverability that was really nice, because then I said, oh, I can grab it, I can move it around and things like that. And I thought that was very cool. And like you said, the Kernel Panic really had some stellar, like the particle effects, I thought was fantastic. How long did it take?
Oh. Just one thing, something that surprised me. Last year, the judges didn't agree a lot, so the votes were very dispersed. And that year, I think there have been maybe 10, 12 applications that made it to the top of all the charts, almost all the charts. So the result was quite predictable. When I went through, I said, well, I told my wife, look, one of these four or five will make it, I'm sure, because we have four or five applications really standing out. We have another four, five, six, seven maybe that are really great, mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the other churches will more or less be on the same road as I am. So it was that year the winners are not winners by accident. All the churches really rated them quite high, and even the community winner was quite high on the list of most judges as well. So yes. It's last year the result was far more confusing that year. So it was harder to judge because there are more good entries, but there are really some entries that stand out and you just can't ignore them. You have to give them a high rating.
Very true. So how long did it take you to actually go through and create the application?
I would guess about two weekends. I mean, I just had a weekend. I built most of it. then I went back to work, and actually my boss was playing it, and that's how I decided to make some of the levels. He wouldn't stop playing. So there's like one level you can smash the frogs and make a sandwich, so that became a level, and then the next weekend I just polished it up.
Actually, I had this idea like 3 or 4 months ago, and it started when my daughter asked me. She came to me and she said, "Daddy, are you a programmer?" I said, "Yes." So she said, "Can you program me a game?" Mm-hmm. So I guess I can do a simple one. So she said, "Okay, do it." And I had this idea of the 3D tic-tac-toe, mm-hmm. but I was lazy at the time, and I made a simple, you know, classic tic-tac-toe game. And then I heard about this competition, and I thought, "Oh, it's a good time to make that 3D version." And it took me actually took me one whole day. I used one evening for the, you know, for experimenting with what I can do, and the next day I just did it.
Very cool. So what were some of your favorite entries?
Sorry if I get the name wrong. It's one of the runners up was the tunnel runner, I believe.
Oh, Pipe Runner?
Mine too.
Yeah, that one I thought was creative, and it was fun. There was another one I really liked, which to me just showed off the power of Silverlight. I believe it was called Silver Craver. You could take an image and cut pieces out of it, and it did some image manipulation that it would do it cleanly. I just thought that was pretty impressive.
Excellent. Jimmy, how about you?
So mine is Pipe Runner too, and when I saw it, I told myself that I have no chances at winning community prize. But I guess because I had an idea and I did it quickly, I was one of the first who submitted. And I don't know the formula how it's calculated, but I guess it was a factor in my favor that I had the app in the gallery for one of the longest times of all participants. I submitted it, you know, like a couple of days after the competition started. So,
I'm wondering, because last year the community winner, he literally went to the street with flyers asking the people to vote for his entry. And we can confirm it's true. So I was wondering if you have done something similar. What have you done to win?
Actually, I've posted, you know, on my blog, but it's nothing, you know. My blog isn't some fancy, you know, very popular blog. I have 100 readers, maybe a little more. And I've posted it on Twitter a couple of times, but nothing else. I had no advertising budget. So.
Before we finish up, I'd like to ask everybody, what's your favorite thing about Mix?
This is actually my third one, and I think the thing that I like the most about it is the opportunity to put names to the faces for the people that I've been talking to throughout the year by email or IM, or that you see online, like Jesse Liberty or Tim Hewer, some of the program managers are pretty accessible here at the show.
Yeah, the sessions are great, but I like the lunches, the breakfasts, where I just see what other people in the community do. I like to know what jobs are out there. I live in my cubicle, so this is my way of seeing the world.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I like everything about it, and it's my first visit to the United States. Obviously, my first visit to Vegas and my first conference, so it's overwhelming what I see here. And it's very cool that I can access, you know, program managers for product groups and influence them, give them my ideas, and maybe they will make it to the product someday. That's the best.
I think it's really cool to meet the faces behind all the blogs and books that make our daily life, that save something. Sometimes your day when you're just coding, your team is got stuck in something, and then you find the blog, Sean Wildermuth or Pete or whoever. There are maybe 5, 10, 15 people that really make up their top of the scene of our .NET world developing. And then you can meet them, you can ask them questions, you know you know how they are, and this is really great, and to learn and to just to feel as part of the community.
Yeah, I've been to every mix ever since the beginning, and I have to say the fact that the people and the fact that you could run into Bill Buxton in the hallway and have a 15-minute discussion with him, I think that's just one of the fantastic things about mix. So thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's it.